If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. This is Dr. Nick Barnes. You are tuning in to the Maximize Living Radio Show. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. We have an amazing show lined up for you. If this is your first time listening to us on the radio, welcome. It's pretty amazing because we've been on here for about 10 years or so, and we expect to continue to be on here. But if this is your first time, I appreciate you tuning in. Do not change the channel. Our main purpose for this show and with what we do in our clinic and what we do in the community is to transform the way that you manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential. I know right now people are listening who maybe you're doing a lot of things right. You've been doing this for a while. You know the medical system is broken and you just don't want meds and surgery. Some of you are on the other side of that spectrum where, you know, this is all you've been taught is more meds, more surgery, and my doctor is kind of God, you know. And some of you are in between. Some of you are saying, well, you know, I know there's something to being holistic and more natural, but I also are reliant on a medical system for my decision making. And so, you know, at the end of the day, one of the biggest problems that we see in our healthcare system when it comes to even just our community and our culture is that we really don't know where to go. There's almost too much information. You know, we can go to Google MD, we can you know, go to all these specialists and all these doctors and pharmacists and go online for prescriptions, get different prescriptions from different specialists and special surgeries and special treatments. And the reality is it becomes a point to where we don't really know our North Star. We don't know what our main focus is, our main direction. And my hope and prayer for what we do on this show and what I do in the community and with all of our, you know, external community marketing efforts is to literally give you hope when it comes to healing, and that healing is not that far from you. Healing comes from within. My clinic is called Health From Within, and the reason it's called Health From Within, it's not some gimmick. It's not some you know, marketing ad company that developed that name. That came from myself and our team, and the reason that we call it Health From Within is because that is where health comes from. Your body was designed to heal, it desires to heal, and it comes from within. Healing does not come from the outside, and it comes from within. And so I think we've got to step back and say, what have we been doing for years with our own body? Maybe how have we led our family with their health, and has it worked or has it not worked? And I think we're going to get into that today. We're going to be talking about specific ailments and issues people are struggling with. We're also going to be talking about the ridiculous things that we've just always been taught when it comes to how to manage our health and how it's not working. We will be hitting on diabetes, weight loss, neuropathy, sciatica, even headaches. We'll talk about how inflammation is not necessarily a bad thing. It is that your body's design in recovery and response to trauma. We're going to talk about how we can start to really put together your holistic team and how, you know, what are the things you got to look for to really get someone in your corner that's going to be your advocate and help you and support you in your decision making. We're also going to talk about GLP-1s. Which are not great for you, and the weight loss medication epidemic that's happening now and will continue to happen unless we wake up and start to say we got to do something different. And then also the top three medications that lead to ailments such as heart disease, diabetes, and neuropathy. And so just so you guys know, I've been in practice since 2008. We've been helping people in the St. Louis area and the surrounding areas since then. I have a health center located in Rock Hill. It's at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And we have people travel on average at least 45 minutes to an hour to get to us. So if you're closer to that, lucky you. You know, there's a lot of things you can find us on. We're on Fox 2 News. We're on almost every news station. And we're all over social media. Obviously, we're on the radio here. And one of the things that you will notice with me is that I'm never going to stop. We had a gentleman come in yesterday into the, earlier this week into the clinic, and you know, he said, you know, when are you going to stop marketing? It seems like your clinic's doing well and you're successful and people are getting better. And I go, why would I stop? And he says, don't you get kind of tired of it? And I said, well, yeah, there's some times where it's just, you know, work is busy. You know, I have 8 kids. Yes, busy. There's a lot going on. But really, what is the purpose of marketing and doing radio and TV and going to speak at different churches and businesses is because if not me, then who? If not now, then when? And so I think you got to recognize that if you have a passion in your life and a purpose that not only helps you and your family, but most importantly helps others, why would you stop? You know, he said, well, you're doing well enough. Don't you need to stop advertising? I go, no, because what if there's one more person that hasn't heard us? What if there's one more person that hasn't seen us on TV? What if there's one more person that's suffering in their bed right now because they can't get up? What if there's one more person we can stop from getting surgery? What if there's one more person that they don't have to be lied to by the medical system? Guys, our medical model's broken. I will never stop. I will reach everyone I possibly can. And listen, as long as you hear the truth, then you can make the decision for you. But I'm not going to stop and assume people have heard the truth. So sometimes on this show, it might seem like it's a soapbox. but I'll tell you, it comes from a place of passion and purpose. And how do I stop people from going down to the medical model that's going to break them and destroy them and steal their hope? And guys, I want to tell you that, you know, people think I'm against the medical system. I'm not against medical doctors, nurses, surgeons. Actually, we have quite a few medical practitioners in our clinic, and they're great. We love having them in the clinic. Some of my best friends are, one of them's a neurosurgeon, you know, one of them's a ER doctor. And so, and pharmacists, and we have a lot of drug reps in our office as patients. And so, you know, one of the things is it's not the people that are broken. It's not the people that have bad intentions. So I want you to hear this. It's not that your doctor's bad. It's the system is bad. The system is broken. It's setting the doctors and nurses and surgeons up for a failure, which then in turn sets you up for failure. So I want everyone to hear that. I'm not against the medical people, the medical practitioners, the surgeons, the doctors. Like I said, I have patients who are in the medical field. I have friends who are in the medical field. Like, it's the system that's set everyone up for failure. And so we got to break the system. We have to break the system. And that sometimes means we got to wake up to what we've always been thought is accurate, right? We've always thought if there's a pill, potion, or lotion that can make my life easier, make me feel better, that's the answer. If I can jump to surgery before doing anything else, that's the answer. We've been taught that your Medicare or insurance card is going to pay for everything. You guys know well as I do, that's absolutely not true, right? And so we got to have a dedicated, holistic team, and that's what we do in our office. People come to us. Maybe they come to us to be well. Maybe they come to us to they come to us with an ailment, whatever that chronic disease is or chronic symptom is, and they realize, whoa, this is way more than just feeling great. It's about healing great. I'm going to say it again. It's not just how you feel, it's how you heal. So if you focus on healing better and getting your health back, you're going to eventually feel better. This is not Dr. Nick research. This is research that says, okay, well, if you get your body to heal right, if you get the inflammation down, you get your blood sugar balance, if you get good sleep, stay hydrated, have a healthy spine, take care of the movement in your life, take care of the stress in your life, you're going to eventually feel better. But you got to focus on healing better at first, right? And so the performance of our healthcare model, I mean, look at it. I mean, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take 80% of the world's drugs. We're the most in debt country when it comes to our healthcare because the healthcare costs are outrageous because what's built in there. Insurance, non-reimbursable fees. Pharmaceutical research is built in there. Vaccine research is built in there. The cost of medications is built in there. The cost of vaccines have been built in there. So all these things have been built into the total cost of our healthcare system. And that's why we're the most in debt country when it comes to our health. And also we are not even the top ranking country when it comes to our health. We rank 37th in the performance of our healthcare model out of 37 countries. So like we're dead last out of 37 countries. And so we got to wake up and say, this isn't working. It's just not working. Stop relying on the magic white card in your wallet. It's not going to be magic anymore. The Medicare is not going to cover what you actually need. Medicare guidelines say they will not pay for any preventative maintenance or wellness care. I'll say it again. Your Medicare card says they will not pay for any preventative maintenance or wellness care. What in the world is happening? And we want to use our Medicare card to get healthy. Now, some of you want to turn to station. Listen, the truth is hard sometimes, right? I was raised that, hey, insurance pays for everything. We know that's not true anymore, right? We know that's not true. And so we got to say, listen, there's got to be a different way. And there's things that are people struggling with. And I always share testimonies on this radio show just to give you hope about health and healing. There's things that are struggling with that people just have dealt with for years. Like just this last week, a patient named Jenny came in. She's in her late 50s. And she goes, Dr. Nick, I heard you on the radio show and I have sciatica. I love walking, I love playing with my grandkids, and I just can't anymore because my sciatica keeps getting worse. I go, how long have you had it? She goes, 10 years. I go, you are pretty stubborn, aren't you? And she laughed. And I go, for someone to struggle with something for 10 years and ignore that and take over-the-counter medications and try all these stretches and try to do this thing, like, when are you going to give in and say there's probably a problem that you got to address and not ignore? And we were talking that, having that conversation. She goes, I just thought it was going to go away. Guys, if you have an ailment, specifically in this case, sciatica, and you think it's just going to go away forever, listen, it might go away temporarily, but that's a significant issue coming from your lower back down to your glute, down to your leg, and that's going to affect how you walk, how you stand, how you sit. And so Jenny came in. We did a full exam of her spine, did a sciatica exam in the office. Where I sat down with her, went over her history, figured out what may have caused this. We determined exactly what caused this. We determined where the damage is in the spine, and we started to take care of her spine. Literally, after one treatment in our clinic, one holistic treatment in our office, she was walking better. It's not a miracle, guys, but I'm telling you right now, if you look for the cause of the problem, you address the cause of the problem, you will start to improve. Now Jenny's on a game plan to get better going forward. She's now hopeful that she's going to be able to play with her grandkids and goes walks around the neighborhood. I know it's something so simple, but you take that for granted when you have an ailment or symptom come into your life.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap, screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
To your body. And so if you're sitting at home, you're like, man, I have this ailment. I have this pain. I have this symptom. I have this sciatica. I got to do something about it. What do I start? Listen, guys, my office is called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Normally for an exam in our office is $360, but when you call in from the radio show, it's only $60. So you save $300 by calling from the radio show. Well, that includes the new patient appointment. You sit down with myself. We do a full exam. We do a full set of x-rays if necessary. I analyze those x-rays that evening. It also includes the follow-up appointment when I go over your results with you and we put a game plan together for you. So it's only $60 for everything, which is crazy. This is the catch. You just got to call now. I want you to call or text me right now and we'll get you scheduled for a new patient appointment. The number to call and text right now is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Nick Barnes with the Maximize Living Radio Show. So glad you're tuning in. We had a ton of calls over the break. And so if you got a voicemail, please leave a message. I promise I'll call you back. This is my personal line, so I do answer this live. And so I want to make sure that, one, I'm not going to put your personal stuff on the air just so you know it's private, one-on-one, because there's such thing as HIPAA. But if you did miss the opportunity to get a new patient exam to see if we can help you by saving $300, that means the exam is only $60. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. You know, we've been talking, last segment we were talking about how the healthcare system is just broken. It's not the doctors, it's not the nurses, it's not the surgeons. Like, we love medical practitioners because they just get it. They don't want to get surgery, they don't want meds, and they're some of the best patients we see in our office, which is awesome. And so I know the medical doctors, nurses, surgeons, even the administration staff, like, they care greatly about their patients. They wouldn't get into a career like that if they didn't care about you and care about the person in front of them. But sadly, it honestly breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that their hands are tied so much. Their hands are tied because of the insurance. Their hands are tied because of the pharmaceutical companies. Their hands are tied because of the I call them the big box hospitals. You know, we're not talking about Walmarts and Home Depots. It's now like the Barnes, the Mercy, the big conglomerate, SSMs, those huge hospitals that become a business now. And so I just want you to hear my heart on this, that, like, yeah, I'll go off a couple of times on the air every show. I get passionate. I call it compassionate, where I'm compassionate and pissed off at the same time. Sorry for my language. But it's not a soapbox. It's just because I see people suffering in my office that have bought into the lie that the medical model is going to save them. And I will tell you right now, the medical system is the best in the world at saving your life. We are amazing at life-saving care, but we are not good, and we are failing at getting people truly well and the chronicity of care. Chronicity means chronic care, right? And so I think we just got to change our mindset and say, listen, what have I thought about my health? What have I thought about this pill or this, you know, treatment, you know, or this testing, or, you know, whatever that is, good, bad, or indifferent? Like, what is my mindset behind that? And I think it's important that we question that, because when we become curious about our beliefs about a system, in this case, you know, or a treatment, or the medical doctor, or a chiropractor, or a nutritionist, whatever that is, once you start to be curious about your belief system and start to ask more questions, that's when you grow. That's when your mind actually expands. That's when there's this neuroplasticity that starts to take place. That means this, that what you've always thought and what you've always believed and what you've always done is not necessarily what you have to always, going forward, think and believe and act on. Your brain can change. Your mind can change. And I think it's very important that we start to focus on that, because if we don't start questioning our current belief system or start to do things that are maybe different or uncomfortable for us, then we're never going to grow. And I think it's very important, not just for your mental health, but for your physical health, to be doing this on a regular basis, because that's what leads you to the truth, right? Your truth, right? And so this segment, I wanted to really take a moment. We're going to talk about some neuropathy, how that happens. We're going to talk about some response to injury. We're going to talk about what we've always thought is right and what we haven't. And so the biggest thing I want to talk about as we lead into this, and just let me pause for a second. If you don't know who I am, that's okay. We've been on the air for over 10 years. We're on the radio. I mean, we're on TV. We're on social media. We're speaking to the community all the time. We're on billboards. I mean, we're everywhere. And my office is called Health From Within. So we're a local health center in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. Our phone number is 314-323-7214, 314-323-7214. That is my personal phone. So text or call that number anytime during the show, and I'll help you with whatever ailment you need. I'll get you scheduled. I'll get your family scheduled in the clinic. I am answering live. So if you do get a voicemail, if you get a voicemail, please leave a message. I will not answer any calls over the air. I answer them over break, or after the show, just for HIPAA reasons. You got to be careful on that. Okay. So let's get into inflammation. Inflammation, about 10 years ago became a catchphrase, where inflammation is the cause of all disease, right? And there's a component of that that I truly believe in, that inflammation does lead to problems in the body, which can lead to other ailments and diseases that need to be addressed. But inflammation, believe it or not, is designed by your body. And once again, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are designed to heal. We desire to heal at a cellular level, not just your mind wants you to heal, but your body is designed to heal at a cellular level. And you desire that, right? Your body desires that. It wants to be in a healing state always. And so what's interesting is that inflammation is actually a healing response. It's actually a healing response. For instance, if you are going for a walk and you sprain your ankle and immediately it's inflamed, okay? The ankle's inflamed, it's puffy, it's warm, it's red. What would you do? What would you do? This is important to understand. Some of you are yelling from the mountaintop. I would RICE, which means rest, ice, compress, and elevate. Rest, ice, compress, and elevate. Someone would be like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to take an ibuprofen. Okay? So let's talk about this. You spraining your ankle caused an inflammatory response. It's an acute inflammatory response into the ankle. And that's designed to preserve your joint and preserve and keep you from going for a longer walk. So you sprain your ankle. Ow, that hurts. Now it's very inflamed. Well, let me tell you what happens in an acute inflammatory response. So your red blood cell count goes up. It increases immediately. And red blood cells go to that site. So therefore, it becomes warm and swollen. Red blood cells carry nutrients. So right off the bat, your body's trying to heal that area. It's trying to protect those tissues. It's trying to bring a potent level of nutrients to that site. Okay? Is that good or bad? It's good, right? Secondly, your body understands that it was an acute response or acute injury, and it might become infected. So what happens as well is white blood cell counts go up, and it goes to that site of inflammation. So now you have all these white blood cells in that area too that are trying to keep off a potential infection, right? And then lastly, you feel the pain response, which means your brain says, that does not feel good at all. Walking on it hurts. This is not good. So you have three responses, just from a high level, layman's terms level, that your body just did in an acute inflammatory response. And they're all designed to help you. Does it feel good? No. Does it look good? No. But it's designed to help you. And so what have we been taught in our society is pop an ibuprofen really quick and then rest, ice, compress, and elevate. Ibuprofen keeps your body from doing what it's supposed to do. Ibuprofen is a chemical that would now fakely or, you know, not naturally cause an anti-inflammatory response into that joint systemically. Now causing your body to not do what it's supposed to do is literally you're interfering with your body's natural innate potential. Innate potential doesn't always feel good. So now you pop a pill, inflammation is down, less red blood cells, less white blood cells, and it's less swollen. Yeah, of course, human nature says that feels great. That's a good idea. But do you think the healing process is going to take longer? Absolutely. Do you think it leaves you prone to more future injury? Yes. Do you think it leaves you prone to a longer recovery? Yes. Is it leaves you more prone to an infection potentially? Absolutely. Right? So even you get the question, is the rest, ice, compress, elevate model, right? Yes, I want you, if you sprain your ankle, rest your ankle, okay? If you compress it, is that a good thing? It can be, right? So you could compress it. You can even elevate it. I would even question the ice component when it comes to the type of injury you have. Now, a sprained ankle, ice can keep those tissues from becoming damaged. But I even question when to put ice on, when to put heat on. So I usually do RCE, right? Unless it's a significant injury that needs ice to help with the pain, right? And so we got a question like, what have we thought about inflammation? Well, acute inflammation is a whole different story than chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation has causes that broke down into three different areas, right? One is traumas. So not just the acute sprain your ankle trauma. I'm talking about sitting behind a computer all day, sitting all day. Those are on your phone all day, laptop, iPad. Those are chronic reoccurring traumas that cause inflammation. Those are bad. Another thing is surgeries. Surgeries are a trauma. Even if it's controlled, it's still a trauma to the body that can cause systemic inflammation. Secondly, is toxins, sugars, fake sweeteners, colors, dyes. If you need a biochemistry degree or a science degree to read these ingredients and understand what they are, that food's not good for you. If it's altered so far from God made God's food to man's food, that's not good either, right? So that all can cause an inflammatory response in your gut, which then causes an inflammatory response systemically in your system, right? And then thoughts. So chronic stress causes inflammation. It thinks you're being, your body thinks you're being chased by a bear, so there's an inflammatory response to protect you. And so we got to recognize, what are we doing with our acute inflammation and what are we doing with our chronic inflammation? There's so much stuff out there. We help people, coach them on this, but there's so much stuff on inflammation, but we got to recognize you can't go unattended. You have to address it, right? One of those things that we've noticed when it comes to inflammation is that sometimes the very medications that you have and are on can actually cause inflammation. So a pill has a direct effect, not a side effect. Okay, it's a direct effect. And so there's three meds. I've been doing research lately on, like, I'm seeing all these patients come in from the radio or from the TV show about, like, these three meds they're taking. They're usually taking a blood pressure medication, they're taking cholesterol medication, and the people who have patients who have blood sugar issues are taking some form of metformin or something along those lines of that type of medication. And so many of them are developing neuropathy. Now, neuropathy can develop from chronic inflammation in the blood vessels, chronic.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Inflammation in the nerve endings, chronic stress, diabetes, chemo. There's a lot of different causations of neuropathy. But one of the things that I've found is that we've had a huge influx of patients coming in with diabetes, blood pressure meds, cholesterol meds. And I was like, there's got to be something that's going on here, because none of the cholesterol medication can affect neuropathy. Blood pressure can affect neuropathy. And even the very same medication that's designed to bring your blood sugar down can actually affect and or cause neuropathy. And so I started doing research on those three types of medications. And what's crazy is this, I found that if you are taking blood pressure, cholesterol, and a form of metformin, something along those lines that's going to help with blood sugar, the chances of having neuropathy go up by 70%. Because what's happening is that although the body's inflamed, those meds are making it worse. And so this happened. A patient came in about a month ago. His name's Bill. And Bill came in and he goes, I have the best doctor, the best cardiologist, the best endocrinologist. And I know the names of the doctors, and they are actually really great doctors. But he's like, they got me on these three meds and it feels like everything's working, but my neuropathy is getting worse. I go, why is it getting worse? He goes, I don't know. I go, so do you think your body's healing, or you think it's kind of just limping along, like you're just hiding things? He goes, I think I'm hiding things. And so we did a full neuropathy exam on Bill. We saw that the blood vessels were literally narrowed, almost completely compressed into his leg and his feet, which is causing nerve damage. He's losing his balance. I go, Bill, we got to do something different. So we started to address the blood sugar, the cholesterol. We started to address the high blood pressure naturally. And this is crazy. In just a month, Bill's neuropathy symptoms have drastically decreased. He's not losing his balance anymore. He still has a ways to go, but he's getting his life back. And so if you're listening now and you have neuropathy, you're like, man, I just got to figure out if Dr. Nick can help me. Call in right now. We will schedule you for a new patient exam. Normally, a new patient exam is $360. If you call in now, it's only $60. Call now. The number is 314-323-7214. Let's see if we can help you with your neuropathy. It's 314-323-7214. 7214. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. So glad you're tuning in again. It's been an awesome show so far. As I said earlier, I mean, we are a local health center here that's designed to help people get their life back. Our office is called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. If you missed the opportunity to call in to get an exam for sciatica or any low back leg issues and or neuropathy problems in your feet or your hands, the number to call for that discounted exam, as I said, an exam is normally $360 in our clinic. If you call in, it's only $60. I'll say it again. You're going to save $300 by calling in this morning. So call in right now. Text me. The number is 314-323-7214. This is my personal line. If you get a voicemail, leave a message and I'll call you back. I will not answer live on the air because there's something called HIPAA. That's illegal. So we don't want to do that. But I will get back to you over the breaks and or at the end of the show. But you need to leave a message and or text me. Number is 314-323-7214. That's 314-323-7214. We've been just talking about the healthcare system being broken, how, you know, insurance isn't great anymore. Obviously, we know that. Having a dedicated holistic team. Last segment, we talked about inflammation. What do we do when we have it? Are you doing the right thing to support the body, or are you hurting yourself? Most people have been taught just to take ibuprofen. It's no big deal. Take Aleve, take Advil, take Tylenol. It's just really no big deal. But what you're doing is you're literally hiding what the body is telling you. The body is telling you something's wrong, and if you don't listen to it, it's going to get worse. And so I'm just here to encourage you guys that sometimes it sounds like I'm yelling at you, but I'm here to encourage you guys that, you know, there's a time we got to wake up. Right? We got to wake up and say what we've always done is not what we should always do going forward. This happened for me when I was 23 years old. First 23 years of my life, I was in the medical system. My mom was a nurse, my grandma was a nurse, some family friends, medical doctors. And so I was a sick kid. Every time I had allergies or sneezed or had a skin issue or gut problem, I just got put on medications. When I couldn't read like I should or keep up in class or was distracting in class, I got diagnosed with ADHD. Then I had diagnosis with eczema. Then I got diagnosed with IBS. Then I got diagnosed with seasonal allergies all year round. I had chronic ear infections. They put 3 sets of 2s in my ears. They gave me 7 medications, and I was on those medications until I was 23 years old. Listen, in my high school years, I lost all this weight, started eating healthy, started exercising, and that led into college, taking all the best supplements in the world, doing keto before keto was cool, eating kale before kale was cool to eat, doing all these juice fasts in college and all these things. And all of a sudden at 23 years old, I realized, listen, I'm in the gym, and if I work out too hard, I could have an asthma attack. If I breathe too much pollen, I will have an asthma attack. My gut is sensitive. My skin is sensitive. I'm 23 years old. I look like the picture of health, but I was dying on the inside. And a chiropractor said to me, if there's something wrong in your spine, that could be causing everything. Now, I don't care if you guys believe in chiropractic or not. It's not a religion. It's not a faith. It's an absolute fact that your brain and spinal cord controls everything. And your spine has to be in proper position for you to be healthy and well. Talk to a neurosurgeon about it. They'll get it. Right? Your spine has to be proper position to be healthy and well. And so I called this chiropractor a quack. I go, there's no way you can help me. I was always told to stay away from you guys. I said, unless I get in a car accident and you just know you can help me. And I go, by the way, I don't have headaches. I don't have neck pain. I don't have back pain. I don't have any pain. My organs just aren't functioning. And it was crickets. That's when I started to think like, okay, wait, my organs aren't functioning, but what controls my organs? He goes, listen, x-rays don't lie. Come into the clinic, see what your spine looks like, and we can tell you what we can do to help you. So I went to the office, got my spine checked, saw damage in my spine that had been developed for years from youth sports, and I realized there's got to be a different way. He said, we can help you. And within 3 months, I got off 7 medications. My asthma disappeared. My allergies disappeared. My skin problems were gone. My gut problems were gone. And for the first time in my life, at the age of 23, I found out where health came from. The power in that, that your health comes from within, not from the outside in, not from a pill, potion, or lotion. Health comes from within. and you can either support that or you can damage it. What was I doing for those years? I was damaging it with all the meds that I was taking. As I said earlier in the show, that the healthcare system that we currently have in our country is a sick emergency care system. If something's really bad, if we're going down, our healthcare model will save our life. We have the best emergency care system in the world. But when it comes to getting you well and chronicity of care, it's not good. It's failing us. So we got to wake up to it and say, what have we done for it? What are we doing for our body? And do we trust our body? Are we going to have faith in our body? Or are we going to give it up? We're going to give up and be hopeless. Listen, because the same miracle that's in you when you're born, the same healing potential in a baby never leaves your body until you die. That's in you still to this day. So if you think you're 50, 60, 70, 80, you think you're too old, you're never too old. You're never too old. Guess why? Because your body's still fighting to heal. It's still designed to heal, desires to heal. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I'm telling you right now that if you have faith in your body's potential, if you have faith and you trust that faith and you support that, you're going to heal. If you don't, if you think you're broken, if you think that you're too far gone, if you think you're too old, which is a bullcrap statement, like that's, you're never too old. I see 90-year-olds heal in my office. 90-year-olds walk better, sleep better, move better, right? Then you got to change your mindset, right? You just got to change your mindset. And one of the craziest things that I'm seeing right now, if for all ages, is this hang up on weight loss. The GLP-1s, all the pills, potions, lotions, injections, you name it, pop up. It's the quick fix. When do we look at our lifestyle and take ownership? When? Now, I'm not coming at you. If you've done this stuff before, if it helped you, get off of it. Now it's time to change your lifestyle. If you're on it now and you're not changing your lifestyle, that's a problem. We got to change our lifestyle. If you've lifestyled your way into a condition that you don't like, let's call it obesity. If you've lifestyled your way into obesity, you can lifestyle your way out of it. Yes, it takes more time than getting the injection. What do those injections do? What do those pills do? What's the future ramifications of that? We don't truly know. Might be nothing. It might be pancreatitis. It might be colon issues. We don't really know yet. But regardless of what size you are or how much you weigh, you still got to fix your lifestyle. You got to fix your lifestyle, right? Whether it's food, movement, spinal health, mindset, sleep patterns. You got to change your lifestyle, okay? And so I just wanted to share a testimony of a patient. In our office, we do a weight loss program that really helps people with not only just detoxify, but get their colon working better so that the toxins can leave the body quicker. And we do a red light system in our clinic. We do weight loss supplementation, which is really designed just to support you. It's not like an injection, a pill. It's all natural, healthy, healing. And so I wanted to share a testimony of her name, Sheila. Sheila is in her early 70s, and she's been a patient for years. And you know, she's a nurse, retired nurse. And funny story is that when she first came in, she was like, "I don't believe in what you do. I don't believe in chiropractic." But my son told me to come. I'm like, "Okay." And that was probably 15 years ago. And obviously, she's still a patient because she got better. Her scoliosis improved. Her back pain was gone, and she just did awesome. And so, she changed her mindset, though. And just recently, just in the last 2 months, we put her on our red light program, which is designed to release the body from toxicity and reduce inflammation, put her on specific supplements to help with weight loss. And she has significantly lost 15 pounds in 2 months. And she already had a great lifestyle. So she had the lifestyle component right. She just had to get that the next hit, the next kind of pump to get things going. And so she's lost 15 pounds. She's on her way to 20 pounds, which is awesome. And I just want to give a shout out. Sheila, if you're listening now, I'm just really proud of you that in your early 70s, you're still really taking the next steps. You're still moving better. You're still wanting to heal as best you can. I think there's a lot of people out there that when they hear your testimony, they're just given hope. And I know you're always listening to the show, so I appreciate you. I also wanted to say that, you know, Sheila had knee pain for years. She even had surgery on both knees, and it just wasn't going away. And now the knee pain's better, obviously, because she's carrying less weight. She's sleeping better. She has more energy. And one of the best things that she said to me is that is that she said that I can handle stress better. I can handle more stress without having all these ailments and symptoms. And so if you're listening now and you're just really struggling with weight loss and you want to see if we can help you naturally through our red light program and through our metabolic support, normally it's $360 to just get an exam, a new patient exam with us, consultation, evaluation. But if you're listening to the show now and you want to see if we can help you with this, just call or text and I will get you scheduled for a new patient appointment to see what goals you have and what's the best course of treatment for you. And the number to call right now is 314-323-7214. It's 314-323-7214. And we'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your local doctor here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airways. My mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, symptoms, and disease so you can live to your God-given potential without drugs, without surgeries, with only health. I always say no drugs, no surgeries, only health. Listen, there's a place for drugs. There's a place for surgeries, but let's start with health. Let's start with healing. That's our focus, right? And so if you missed the opportunity to call in earlier, we've been slammed with calls and text messages. Please do not stop calling and texting. If you get a voicemail, please leave a message. I will call you back. But we've been offering people the opportunity to come into the office for a new patient appointment today. Normally it's $360, but if you call in now, it's only $60. So you're saving $300. That covers your entire new patient appointment, all the exams that we do, and the follow-up report of findings. So no treatment, but we'll explain to you everything that you need and what we would recommend to help you get better. And so we've been talking about inflammation, chronic inflammation, and how we can help with that. We've been talking about how neuropathy is becoming an epidemic, and people are missing the mark on how we're treating that. We're going to go into that a lot in this segment today, on this segment right here. We're talking about weight loss and how we got to change our lifestyle and do things naturally to help us support our weight loss and not go for the pills, injections, potions, and lotions. Those don't work long term, and they're chemically altered, so that can actually cause more toxicity and more problems in your body. And we were even talking about something as simple as sciatica, right? I mean, if you have leg pain, low back pain, going down to your foot, can't walk, that's a problem. It's a problem, right? So we help a lot of people with different types of problems, a lot of different types of problems in all different people. And so if you're struggling with headaches or carpal tunnel or knee pain or, you know, foot pain, and you're like, I don't want injections anymore. I don't want to take this chronic anti-inflammatory. I don't want surgery. I don't want to rely on these pills. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And it's not really fixing it. It's kind of hiding the problem. Then that's what we're here for. Like, that's what we do, is we help people get to the root cause of their problems and fix it without drugs or surgery. And so we're located in Rock Hill, the corner of Manchester and McKnight. If you live 2 hours away, we can also figure out how to get you care at home. I mean, there's actually therapies at home that you can actually do, which is awesome. So if you're listening now and you're close enough, I mean, get into the clinic. Even if you're 2 hours away, come in for a new patient appointment. Or a virtual appointment, and we'll figure out how we can help you virtually and therapeutically. And so there's a lot of things we can do to help you, not just with information, but to get to those root causes of your problems and fix them. And that's what it's all about, right? And so, you know, an epidemic right now that's affecting younger and younger people, and it's just being accepted, as diabetes. Listen, if you have blood sugar issues, borderline, or you're fully diabetic, or you know someone who is, or maybe you're not, but you know you have an addiction to sugar, that is leading towards prediabetes, okay? Our body should not be in a sugar roller coaster day in, day out, but it becomes like that in our society with our stress. And some of you might be thinking, well, stress and eating, but some of you might be thinking, well, I have a clean diet, but I'm always stressed. Well, just so you guys know, when cortisol goes up, blood sugar is released into the bloodstream, right? And that's not good. So I've seen people with A1Cs that are through the roof because they're chronically stressed. It's not necessarily because of their diet or their exercise program. It's because they're stressed and they're not sleeping. And they're just, even when they are awake, they're just stressed as well. So listen, if you have diabetes, pre-diabetic, or blood sugar issues, you got to listen to this segment and see and share this with your loved ones. Or if you're married or dating someone who has this, there's still hope. Like, I don't want you guys to just get on a pill and just accept it. But I'm telling you right now that when it comes to diabetes, that it's a blood sugar problem that has to be addressed. If not, it will cause significant damage to your body in multiple ways. It can cause memory problems. It can cause joint problems. It can cause obviously blood vessel issues. I mean, there's just a list of problems. So it's not just, hey, my pancreas needs a little help, you know, taking care of the blood sugar. It's way more than that. Diabetes is a systemic problem. And so what I'll tell you right now is that what we're doing with diabetes in our country is we're just getting checked for blood. You're just getting checked to see what your blood sugar is, and then your A1C, and then you're getting put on a pill or an injectable. That's what we're doing. It's absolutely insane. What if our country, what if our endocrinologist or our primary care physician said, listen, your A1C is high. How's your gym membership going? What supplements are you taking? How are you eating? What's your stress levels like? How many hours of sleep are you getting a night? What if they asked those questions and we actually acted on it? What if the patient acted on those questions? What if they said, you know what, let me get my lifestyle right. Let me reduce my stress. Let me get going to the gym, you know, 5 days a week. Let me start to reduce my sugar intake. Let me start to change my lifestyle. And then can I come back in 90 days and get checked again? What if our medical system supported that? To me, that would be amazing. For the patient, that would be incredible. But how many patients are willing to change their lifestyle? See, some of you think I'm going to go after the doctor on that. Nope. I talk to endocrinologists, podiatrists, primary care physicians on a weekly basis, and they say, you know, Dr. Nick, I believe and live and agree with everything you say on the radio, on TV. Like, we agree with you 100%. One, we can't do it because our hands are tied by the hospital. Two, which is even worse, if I tell my patients to do that, they're just not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Now I'm wasting my time telling them to do things they're not going to do. One doctor said this to me. It's crazy. One doctor said, if the patients don't live with a script, they're upset. Can you imagine? A script to not change. A permission slip to not change your lifestyle. A permission slip to not actually address what they've done wrong in their body for years. It's an excuse slip, not a permission slip. It's an excuse slip. Here's a pill. Just don't change. You're good. And people like feel like okay about it. They accept that. And to me, that's just ridiculous. So if you're on a medication or medications right now, I think you got to start saying like, how did I get on it? Have I tried to get off of it? Is my doctor wanting me to get off of it? Can I reduce it? What's that timeline look like, right? So there is a time and place for medications, but we've got to step back and say, listen, this chronic medication use, how did I get on this and have I even tried to change my lifestyle? The answer a lot of times is no. But so I'm not coming at you from a condemnation perspective at all. I mean, no one's perfect, right? And if you don't know what you don't know, it's convicting. As long as we're convicted in our choices, good or bad, if we're convicted in those choices, meaning like, okay, well, I didn't realize it was like that, or hey, I know it's been hard work to get off these medications, but I'm convicted that I have to because it's going to be better for me in the long run. Then that's what you got to do. You got to start taking action, right? And so the problem is that we just don't, because human nature is that, you know, I want to stay comfortable. I want to be cheap with my health and I want to be convenient. Well, being convenient and comfortable and cheap with your health, this just isn't going to get you where you need to go. It's just not, right? You have to invest in your health. It's going to take a little bit of getting uncomfortable and it's going to be inconvenient. Because getting healthy is, but so is getting sick. Getting sick is also inconvenient. Getting sick is uncomfortable, and getting sick is not cheap, right? So if you're listening now and you're like, man, I have diabetes or I have borderline diabetes, what do? Right? Well, that's what we see people in our office for diabetes all the time. We walk them through metabolic support. We help with their spine. We help with their movement. We help with their therapies. What happens with diabetes is that blood sugar increased over time causes blood vessels to become damaged. When blood vessels become damaged, they narrow and they collapse and they never get back to, at least when you're sick, they never get back to the normal dilation that they should. And this usually affects the areas furthest from the heart, which is your feet and lower legs, then into your fingertips. So what ends up happening is that blood sugar that's been raised for a long time has damaged those blood vessel walls. And so there's not getting enough blood flow. And over time, when there's not enough blood flow, then the nerves become damaged. That is neuropathy. But it doesn't start with nerves being damaged. It starts with lack of blood flow. So if you're going to bed at night and you feel the burning and tingling and numbness and itching in your feet, but it only happens when you're going to bed and it's waking you up, listen, we got to get to that right away. If you can't walk throughout the day, or you can't feel hot or cold, or there's discoloration in the bottom of your legs into your feet, if you ignore it, it will get worse. Neuropathy is progressive in nature. If you do nothing about it, it is progressive in nature, meaning if you do nothing about it, it will get worse. That's not just a maybe, we'll see what happens. It absolutely gets worse. Research shows it, and I see it in my clinic all the time. Why wait when you can fix something? Why would you wait? Why would you wait? I just don't get it. Like, it just drives me insane. And it breaks my heart because people wait for years. They wait for a year and a half, 2 years. And it's like, well, you went from not feeling, from having cramping in your legs and feet at night. So now you're stumbling around your house. That happened in a year and a half and 2 years. Why didn't you do something when you were having numbness and tingling and burning in your feet at night? Why didn't you do something then? Well, the doctor said it's just neuropathy and I have to deal with it. That's not factual. That doesn't make sense. You can't accept that. If you get put on gabapentin, pregabalin, or Lyrica, that is the course of treatment when it comes to neuropathy. And I'm not okay with it. I talk to some of the best neurologists here in St. Louis, people who want to truly help people, but their course of treatment for neuropathy is this. They say, hey, here's a pill. Do that 3 times a day, and then we'll recheck you for neuropathy. They do a pass-fail. They don't give you a percentage change. So what happens over time? It keeps getting worse. Then you get a higher dosage until you can't walk. Then they give you a cane, walker, wheelchair. And then they amputate the areas that are damaged. Guys, that is the course of treatment in our fancy healthcare system. It's broken. It's not working. And it's breaking my heart seeing people that are going down that path. So if you have diabetes, blood sugar issues, stress level issues that are causing diabetes, maybe your diet's bad. Maybe you've been through chemo or radiation. Maybe you're just it's genetic. Who knows, right? We don't know the causation until you come to the office. But if that's leading to numbness, tingling, burning, balance issues in your hands, feet, or legs, and hands or feet or legs or arms, or you're having numbness, you can't feel hot and cold, or it's itching or scratching, or it feels like you're walking on rocks or like a socks underneath your foot, that is all warning signs that you got to do something about it, guys. You have to do something about it. And so what we do in our office is our new patient appointment for neuropathy is we're going to check what your blood flow looks like into your hands or to your feet. We're going to do a neurosensory exam. It's called a nerve damage exam. So between 12 and 16 points, we're going to see what you can and can't feel. Very important. Our neuropathy exam is not a pass or fail. Our neuropathy exam is how bad do you have it. So on a scale of 0 to 100%, how much percent loss do you have? How much nerve damage do you actually have? Then that categorizes into you to a system that says, okay, well, if you're this percent loss, you need X, Y, or Z therapy. You need this therapy for this long. You need to take this specific supplementation, and you got to do this specific rehab for you. And so it's customized to the patient. And so if you're listening now and you think you might have neuropathy symptoms, blood flow issues, or you just got diagnosed with diabetes, the normal new patient exam is $360. But if you call in right now, it's only $60. You save $300 if you call in and make an appointment now. I'm going to give you my personal number. Our office is called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. If you call in or text in right now, we'll honor that $300 discount, and I'll schedule you for a new patient appointment as soon as possible. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. One more time, 314-323-7214. Guys, I appreciate you listening to the show today. I can't wait to see you in the clinic. And remember that your health is your responsibility, but you were designed to heal. You desire to heal. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God bless.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. So neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.